looking at your chapters, and one stands out that says, it's harder and costs more than you think. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah. Primarily, I'm talking about the cup holder experience, where I knew nothing about where I was going with it. I had envisioned how this was all going to go down. Once I had a product in hand, I thought everybody would see the need for it and absolutely want to buy it on its own merits. But it was 5 years before the market accepted it on a big basis where everybody was buying them. So many buying the cup holders, so many companies were going, hey, why do we need the cup holders? People are already coming to our events or our movie. It's not going to draw anyone. It's just costing us money. And we said, what really worked well was finally getting a video of a operations manager for a major stadium who said that this product helped him save 100 man hours per event, and that adds up to some serious savings. So it took a while of getting some sales under our belt before we were able to get that video. And so time was a big factor. It took a lot longer than I thought, but that was a key part that really got the stadium market aware. And you're always going to have problems. There's always going to be problems and brick walls, and they end up costing you more money than you planned. Mm-hmm. And it takes a lot longer than you think. And so bottom line, what I recommend is whatever your plan may, now of course, the better your business plan, the more thoroughly thought out and small details, the less likely it will cost you more because you think through things. And I didn't do that. I used a business plan that was, I copied from another business plan and I applied my own things to that. And I oversimplified it. I didn't spend as much time as I should have to really work out the details because they were unknown primarily. And so to the layman, people who think they want to take on a big venture, just plan on it taking twice as long and costing twice as much as you plan.
Fatherly Advice with Bruce Douglas Clark.